2009, the last time we featured this jazz pianist in our show, the headline was this: Fred Hirsch, back on stage by no small miracle. He suffered from age-related dementia and fell into a coma for several months. But Fred Hirsch has come roaring back. He's released a string of live albums to critical acclaim. His trio's latest studio recording came out earlier this month. This week, a review in the New York Times said that while Fred Hirsch has been putting out great trio albums for 30 years, quote, he hasn't made a better one than this. It's called Floating. Fred Hirsch joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
I got to begin by asking, how are you feeling?
I am feeling unbelievably great. You know, in the last 5-6 years, something's maybe as a result of that, I feel like I've loosened up a lot. I'm going to be 60 next year. I don't really feel like I have anything to prove. I'm just kind of letting it rip. And that really feels great.
Their piece you'd like to call our attention to?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first tune on the album, which is a kind of Afro-Cuban arrangement of You and the Night and the Music, kind of speaks to a really important element of my style, which is use of counterpoint, independent right and left hand melodies going on simultaneously with different rhythms and pitches. Something that's fascinated me since I was a kid with the music of Bach and other composers. It's become sort of a signature, I suppose, in my style, and it's really so much fun to play that way.
Brett, tell us about this group, the trio.
I made my first studio recording after my coma in 2009 with this band. John Hebert is the bassist, originally from Baton Rouge, and Eric McPherson on drums. It's a native New Yorker, grew up and still lives in the village. And we've been playing pretty steadily in the last 5-6 years. Our repertoire has really grown to be huge and diverse, and I just love those guys. I think they're one of the great rhythm sections in jazz right now.
Let's listen to a track if we could. This one is Home Fries. Now, the songs on this album have dedications.
Yes, 6 out of the 7 originals, other than Floating, do have dedication. That one was written for my bassist, John Hebert. It has a kind of a New Orleans groove. And not to bust your cover, John, but he loves fried food.
Well, hence the title.
I've probably written over 30 dedication pieces over the years. Actually, one of my first ones was a piece I wrote for Charlie Hayden, who just passed away this week, that we've been playing down at the club. I think I don't want to imitate the person that I'm writing for, but it's sort of a good point of departure as a composer to think about somebody, maybe their aesthetic or something that would reflect something about them. It's not a trick. It's just, it keeps you from staring at the paper and waiting for the great inspiration to descend from heaven. You know, it kind of puts you in a certain frame, and it's always easier to write when you know what you're writing about.
There are a few standards on the album, including Lerner and Lowe's If Ever I Would Leave You, which is, as I recall, from Camelot, Robert Goulet's featured number. A lot of people might remember the Sonny Rollins recording. Let's a little compare and contrast. Let's listen to Sonny Rollins. ¶¶ that's different than what it was in, you know, on Broadway in the West End, and with Robert Goulet sort of drawing it out like that. Let's listen to your version. That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
What made you decide to go in this direction?
Well, I have a penchant as a kind of a self-confessed song nerd of trying to find tunes, particularly ballads, that don't get played much. I also base all my interpretations of standards on not just the melody and the harmony, but the words. I really believe, as Lester Young said, you can't really play a song, particularly a ballad, if you don't know the words. It really informs your phrasing, gives you an emotional connection to the tune, so that it's not just some notes on a lead sheet. It's a song, and I love songs.
As I recall, this is "If Ever I Would Leave You, It Wouldn't Be in Summer." It goes through spring, summer. I never would go. Right.
Right.
Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red with flame.
Go, Scott. Go,
Thank
Scott.
You. Let's see. I'm trying to sound like Robert Goulet. Your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. I must tell you, Fred, I sing that to our cat.
Okay. Even better. Let's get the pets involved.
Do you think about what your listeners take away from listening to this album?
Well, if I'm really engaged in what I'm playing, and if there's a real engagement with the music, you know, hopefully you'll feel like you've been somewhere and experienced something. And especially in jazz, there's no performance that's exactly the same, so you're experiencing something that is that way only once. And that's kind of, I feel like, the job of an artist is to make people think and feel and connect with the music and with the performer.
Fred Hirsch, the Fred Hirsch Trio's new CD is called Floating. Fred joined us from New York. Good luck to you. So happy things are working out so well.
Thank you so much.